This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 583. I am Lisa Sheps. I am joined on this day by my co-host, Miss Nicole Shiro.
Hello!
You are listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, streaming live at koop.org. This is our homegrown edition, which is pre-recorded. Stick with us.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up. Feast your eyes on the wonders of this world.
It is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. This is our membership drive, folks, so get ready to open those wallets. On the show today, we have two stalwarts of Austin Theater. We have the Vortex and Zach Theater both talking about their outdoor offerings coming up. We will, of course, have lots of news and views of the world of theater and politics coming up. So don't go away. We'll be right back after this song. Nicole Shiro.
Lisa Sheps.
Before I ask you if you knew what show that is from, I need to begin by saying the opinions expressed here on Offstage and On the Air are those of the makers, not necessarily the board, staff, or the board of Co-op Radio. These are simply our opinions. Now, that being said, do you know what we were listening to?
Yes, that was the Justice Scalia Ruth Ginsburg opera.
Yes, and I don't want to take a lot of time with political stuff. I think people here know where I stand politically, but with the death of Justice Justice Ginsburg, it made me very sad and it energized me. And for those of you that care about progressive issues, now is the time to think about making sure you're registered to vote and voting.
Absolutely. And where does one find more information on all that, Lisa?
You know what? You can type into a search engine, am I registered, and you'll find it. But a really great place to go is Vote Save America. I did Vote Save America, and it gives me the opportunity to adopt a swing state to help. And I adopted Michigan, which is where my mother grew up.
What does that mean that you adopt a swing state?
You adopt a swing state and you commit to, and this is on the Democratic side, you commit to helping that state elect a Democrat.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks who have not only the register the vote, but there's a lot of different ways you can write letters or postcards or help address. There's also, I know a lot of people who have volunteered to be poll observers.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different things and explains how and what when you do the Google.
Now is time to really energize. We have 44 days, folks. And well, actually, when this airs, we will have 40 days. So so voting is important, no matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Absolutely.
But voting is very important. Being engaged is especially important this year.
Absolutely.
So
I think, by the way, that's the best gift and way to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg is by being inspired to be involved. So that's awesome.
Agree. So do you remember the show a few years back called The Originalist, which was a show about Antonin Scalia?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this was, we probably talked about it here on the show. This was a few years ago.
It like rings a bell, but it feels like a Twilight Zone, but you know.
It played in New York at 59 East 59, but there's this wonderful article in the American Theater Magazine about when RBG came to see the show. And a lot of the things just about the idea of her coming to see the show, her friendship with Antonin Scalia, and everything. So it's just a lovely article. It will be.
What year was that? And you know what? Now that you're saying all this, I do remember talking about this. But what do you know what year it is offhand? Or I can
2015.
Oh, so it really was a lot more recent than I thought.
Yeah, it was very recent.
Yeah.
So so that's it's a lovely article to read. We don't have a whole bunch of time to talk.
No, that's okay.
So let's just put a pin on this political stuff. We're going to pick up the political stuff again on the other side of the break. But, you know, now is our
membership drive.
Membership drive. And, you know, the
Are
Zoom
we
machine.
Still live?
The Zoom machine is in the parking lot, and I think someone's in it. So we better go open the hatch and see what's going on. Undercover Actually, Greg.
It is. Actually, I was trying to see if you had any good cassettes in your cassette player in your car.
Well, I realized that the cassette player is not working in the Zoom machine, but the 8-track is right on top of things.
All right.
Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say hello and thank you for zooming me in. It is our only way to get together nowadays. We don't hang in the studios during the membership drives.
No, we don't. Well, so why are you here exactly? Tell us.
Well, I am now part of myself and Lynn Coles have a new show called In Touch Interviews. We are trying to gather and disseminate information relative to the pandemic to our listeners, important information about where to get food, where to get help, where to get money, actually, as a matter of fact.
And that is great. And you were on directly after this show at 2 o'clock on Wednesdays.
We are neighbors.
We are neighbors, indeed.
We would be doing those uncomfortable handoffs where you give me a live mic.
Yeah, I never do that.
Video again.
but this is Membership Drive, and we want our offstage and on-the-air listeners to know that they can call in this week, starting this week, 512-472-5667. They're wonderful thank you gifts, including a mask, a co-op mask.
And a new design, too. We have to thank our in-house designer, Arturo, for the design. There's a mask, there's a ball cap, and a T-shirt. I know I'm getting all three because I am a sustainer. You know, I send my money off before I can do other things with it.
This radio station, and you made that phone call, or you went to KOOP.org, and you safely and securely set up your donation.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank the ninjas, those volunteers who are going into our station to answer the phones at 512-472-5667, who are wearing masks and hanging out at a safe distance in the studio. And that goes for Max, who's running all this, as well as the people.
Max is excellent. This station could not survive without him. Well, I'm so happy you came here. You know, folks, longtime listeners will remember you. You worked with us here for several months a few years back, and you've since just taken over co-op, and you're everywhere at this radio station.
I'm under everybody's cover. That's exactly right.
And great.
I want to remind our listeners, too, that we are still taking in volunteers and trying to train them. Maybe not as close as we used to, but I so appreciate those things that I learned under your wings and with Nicole and all the other people that you brought in. Opened a lot of worlds to me. I very much appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to push you back into the Zoom machine. Remember, 512-472-5667. We're going to get back to talking about theater, which is what we like to do. Oh, I miss Greg Ciotti.
I miss Greg Ciotti too.
Well, but the good news, he's a neighbor of ours with his new show. And so we'll see more and more of him.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. You know what I want to do? I just want to jump right into our first interview.
They're good interviews.
With the folks at Zach. We had a great time with Drew Niebrig and Jessica. Oh my gosh.
Jill
Blackwood, who I now call Jessica.
I've never heard you do that ever.
So let's just jump in and listen to that interview. Nicole, have you ever watched The Hunt for Red October?
I have, and you and I have discussed it's one of those movies you just can't turn off when it's on in the background.
We have, but I love the part where they hook up to the other sub and they open the hatch and they don't know who they're going to see.
Are we going to try that with our Zoom machine today, Lisa?
Try that on the Zoom machine. See what happens.
All right, let's do it.
All right. It needs a little oil. It's a little rusty, but I will turn it as best I can.
Okay.
Oh. It's Jill Blackwood, our old friend we haven't seen forever.
Hi. Hello.
And Drew Niebrig. Hi, Drew.
Hi, guys.
Both of you guys are representing Zach Theater.
Yes.
Which is a little theater we have here in town.
Just a little theater.
Just a little. We're it's a little theater. You do play practice there every now and then. Well, it's so good to see you, Drew. I don't think you have been on Offstage and on the Air ever.
I haven't. I've listened to it a lot, so I'm really excited to be part of it today.
And Jill, it's been ages, and I don't know why. It's we're gonna have to remedy that. We're gonna have to get you on.
We're gonna have to make up a lot of time.
Do it again.
We do. But we're here to talk about what's going on at Zach Theater. You know, there is the little ordeal of the pandemic crisis that's going on that have made all the theaters in town and around the country and around the world rethink how they're doing their theater. But Zach is no different. And you're doing something outside on the lawn called Songs Under the Stars. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so this was sort of came from a combination of us hearing from our audiences how desperately they wanted to see something again, but wanted to do it in a safe way. And we are in a unique position at Zach where we have a plaza. So we can actually be outside, we can keep people spaced out, we can keep our performers outside. And so we thought, let's give it a shot. So it's been a lot of talk and working with the city about how do we pull this off, and we're gonna do it.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Are you performing from the Juliet Bridge? We've been waiting for that day.
I don't think anyone is, but you know what?
I think we're right under it. Is that right?
You are.
Yes. Right under it.
Okay. Whatever. I do want to let y'all know that I was looking forward to this because I just finished watching the Royal Ballet's Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
And I was practicing my pirouettes, hoping I would do it on the Juliet Bridge.
Well, we haven't finished our set list yet, so maybe we can, you know, work out a balcony scene for you. Let's see.
So these are three different weeks, three different song cycle shows with three different themes, if you will. And Jill, you were doing the first one. Tell us about that one. And what
well, the first one is the theme is the Golden Age of Broadway. So yes, it's going to be a lot of fun and just feature, you know, the classic great tunes that we're so many of us are familiar with and love from, you know, Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Irving Berlin. So we'll do songs not only from some of those classics like Sound of Music, South Pacific. We're going to include songs from some of the great shows that we've done at Zach that were favorites of people. So I'll be doing tunes from from Ragtime, King and I, probably some Mary Poppins sprinkled in. So we're very excited to revisit some of those classics.
Well, it sounds great. I love that you're doing Ragtime, which is more of a contemporary nod than the other ones that you've mentioned. Of course,
right.
Mary Poppins is contemporary too, as yes. well, at least the theater version.
Yes. Yes. So we'll be including some of those, but most of the night, I think we're trying to gear towards kind of those classics of the Golden Age. And so we're very excited about that. We're going to have some musicians up there on the, what we're using as the performance space. I don't know what the official name of it was, Drew.
The stage.
Our new stage, outdoor stage.
Well, let me give you a little hint that just came to me when you're at one of the shows that you're talking about featuring is Annie Get Your Gun. I just want you to know that you can't get a man with a gun.
Well, maybe in Texas you can. I haven't tried, but
that's true.
We could, you know, sing about it, see what happens.
So tell us about the other 2 weeks. Somebody.
Yeah,
four weeks.
It's actually 4
oh,
weeks.
Oh, you know, I forgot. You know, I think of Chanel as a separate thing.
Yeah, Chanel was sort of a teaser because she's not on sale yet. So she's the fourth weekend.
Okay.
So Jill's weekend is on Broadway, classic Broadway favorites. And then we have a Motown weekend.
And what am I missing, Nicole?
They're the rock and roll ladies.
Yes, female rock stars. And then Chanel, who's currently starring as Tina Turner in the West End, and she's going to do a visit to Austin to give us some of those hits.
Once again, she is not unfamiliar to the Austin stage.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it sounds great. So tell me, you know, we're all concerned about safety these days. And we know then if you go onto the website, you can get all the information about safety. But give us, what are you doing to make the audience and the performers safe?
Yeah, so the gist is we are selling pods, not seats. So essentially you're buying a space on the plaza that can fit 2 to 6 people that have been in sort of your quarantine crew for this time. And you'll arrive at your designated time. We'll space people out and then you'll be ushered to your pod. Masks are required till you get there and then you'll stay in your little group. And then for performers, we have a bunch of safety protocols, including sanitation practices, cleaning mics, costumes, anything anybody touches is cleaned every night. And then performers, they'll stay social distance, just like the audience and staff.
And the shows are very small casts. You know, there's like 1 to 3 singers. So it's not like we're ever going to be in a room with a lot of people together singing together.
Yeah. So the gist is small groups and staying spaced out, and then a whole bunch of behind the scenes sanitation.
Wonderful.
And I think, don't they have it timed so people also arrive, depending on where your pod is, at different times, so there's not a whole group consolidated in one place at one time?
That's right. The whole point is let's not have any bottlenecks. So you have a 30-minute window when you arrive. You can go to the bar if you want, but also have to be social distanced, and you can go in your designated time slot. So the whole idea is everybody's not in one space at any given time.
Well, speaking of the bar and speaking of being outdoors in pods, can people bring their own little cooler with stuff in it?
So you can't bring your own drinks on campus, but there will be a bar there and you can get drinks once you arrive. And we have what we're calling cabanas, which are tents that hold up to 6 people. And those people can pre-order drinks when they get their ticket. So they'll be waiting when they arrive.
I have a very important question. Let's say I purchase a cabana. Does it come with a cabana boy?
He'll be 6 feet from you, but he'll be there.
That would be important for me. So tell us, so on all 4 things, of course, we know Chanel is doing the last one, and we know Jill is doing the first one. Can you give us, tell us about any of the other performers for the other 2 weeks?
Yeah, so our Motown weekend, you can expect to see some of our favorites you've seen at Zach before, like Kenny Williams, Roderick Sanford. Our 70s weekend, Leslie McDonald, who starred in A Night with Janis Joplin with us, will be there. Who am I missing, Nicole?
Laura Benedict.
Laura Benedict
will also be there. Oh, and Olivia Nice from
Right.
Once.
From Once.
I was excited about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
and
nice.
And a combination of voices together. Like, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
How are
Judy
you?
Judy Arnold.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget Judy?
Yes.
Judy will be there too.
So this is actually very exciting. We have all been we've been hankering to do some performing. Jill, have you started rehearsing yet?
Yes, just on my own, you know, mm-hmm. because a lot of this will be solo work, so I can rehearse in the safety and comfort of my home. And then Alan Robertson, who's our music director, who'll be pulling together some of the musicians for this, he's already put together some rehearsal tracks, you know, based on what he's put together for charts. So yeah, we're already starting. And then of course, as we get closer, we'll have tech throughs, you know, in the actual outdoor space, which will be
exciting.
I don't
know if you've experienced that yet since COVID, but it's so nice. I know that in our theater, when we had, Salvage Vanguard performing, and rehearsing our theater, it was so nice to have theater happening around me once again. So it'll probably feel really good to you, my guess is.
Oh, yes. Well, and then, and Drew can probably talk a little bit more about this, but Zach Theater hosts a Red Hot and Soul event every year, and this year it's not in person, of course. So we did do some socially distant filming, and just being on the theater, on the stage in the theater, was kind of like, oh,
yeah, that's great. You know? What's the date of Red Hot and Soul?
It's the 26th, so this coming Saturday.
And then the last thing we should talk about that's on your website, you're starting to do some classes, are you not?
Yeah, we have virtual classes going on right now. So we've always done classes ages 5 to 18, and now we've expanded to adult classes because everybody can access them online. So you can check them all out at the website. But we do them in 8-week semesters, and semester 2 is going to start in the middle of October. So if you're looking for something for kiddos to do, they'll start in about a month.
Awesome. And remind people what that website is. I can't imagine that they don't know it at this point, but we may as well say it.
That is zactheater.org, and theater is with an R-E on the end.
Well, on this show, you don't have to say that. That's the offstage and on the
air. You spell it the wrong way.
Well, we don't. Now, Nicole, we don't place judgments on people that spell things a little differently than us.
Oh, you say that to them. That's wrong.
That's true. I do. Well, I'm really excited to see Zach back up and running. Drew, is there anything that you could tell our audience about the what's up for the future at Zach? Are there any plans to reopen with actual theater on stage?
Well, the hope is to do some concerts around the holidays as well. So TBD on the details of those, but when this Songs Under the Stars series ends, the hope is to go into holiday concerts. And then, fingers crossed, we'll be back producing In the Top for Social Distance sometime in the spring. So we hope to get news out about that towards the end of the year once we know more.
Wonderful. Well, it was so great having y'all on the show.
Well, it was so great to be here. So good to see you.
It's so good to see you too. Remember, folks, you can get information at zactheater.org. And it sounds like a lot of fun. And you can pot it up.
Pot it up.
Okay, bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Right. All right. Nicole, bye. I know you work with Zach a lot, and I'm really looking forward to that series of things.
Me too. I said this, and well, you know what? I'm going to say this after we listen to our next interview.
Okay. Well, I also need to say that I am a little ambivalent. I do not know how I feel about showing back up at the theater, even if it's outside in pods, but I'm glad they're doing it for them.
So the good thing is that if you are not feeling comfortable to be in one of the pods and go outside, they have the streaming option that will be happening like a week later. So
it's watch really it on TV
for everyone's comfortability level.
There you go. Speaking of performing, there has been the Northern Stage Company is the first Lort Theater to be allowed to perform by Actors Equity Association. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Where, when, and what? And
it's the It's the Northern Stage Company, and I quite frankly don't know exactly where it is.
I'm so unfamiliar. I'm feeling very like what?
It didn't say it in the very front of the article. I'm not familiar with
Vermont.
It. But in Vermont. And so they are the first Equity Lort company to do it. So there are now four companies that have been given permission by Equity to perform. So there'll be a link to the Broadway World article that's entitled Northern Stage becomes the first Lort Theater in the country to be approved for live programming during the pandemic. So I just want to go back. We talked a little bit about Anthony Fauci, who was interviewed by Jennifer Garner and talked about when he thought theater would come back. And all the theater people are freaking out because he said it would be the end of 2021 before that were possible. I want to make clear that he's saying end of 2021 is going to be like January of 2019 or 2020. So it's like before the crisis ever started. Exactly. So we will have theater before the end of 2021.
It's happening. I mean, just to get a perspective on a global perspective, the West End is starting to have some shows outside.
Mousetrap has got two separate casts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we're seeing it across with the Lort Theater, just the news of you giving that. So,
yep. So I just wanted to like end the panic a little bit because I was one of the ones that was panicking.
End the panic.
Let's end the panic over theater.
Let's end the panic, period.
Amen, sister. Well, so with that said, we need to take a break.
Let's do it.
We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa and Nicole.
We're here.
We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what's so funny is that what's what was in my head? You verbally said it at the same time I was saying it. I love it.
So you probably know about this. I didn't, and I feel foolish. The album, it's a concept album. They just released volume 2. Volume 1 was released a while ago, and it is called She Is Risen. You know what it is, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that volume 2 came out
again. It just came out. So tell folks what it is.
When did it just come out?
I got it today, or it just came out. So this is
who's on this new one now?
Well, let's tell folks what it is first, shall we? Why keep them in mystery?
Okay. Well, it started from like in London, didn't it? Isn't that where it started originally when they put the concept together?
I don't know where it happens, but it is an all-female version of Jesus Christ Superstar. It's the music. There are 5 songs sung in volume 1 and 5 songs sung in volume 2. Volume 2, well, Cynthia Erivo plays prominent in both volumes.
Yeah.
This one has.
I knew she was in one. They're just going to keep continuing. Are the same characters with everyone or singing songs? Or?
Well, they're just singing songs. So
I thought it was all compilation. This is kind of so like blow
yeah,
my mind.
So what I liked, you know, I was listening to it and it was, oh no, they do have roles. Cynthia Erivo is Mary. So Shauna Bean is Judas. Morgan James is Jesus. And then we have a whole slew of other people that are involved, including Eden Espinosa and such. But it's really good. If we have time, we'll play a little piece of it, especially Herod's song, which is sort of fun with a female voice. Also, they have I Don't Know How to Love Him and Let's Do It All Again, Please, whatever the heck that's called. Which are typically done by female voices. Yeah. May we start again, please?
You really
my house is a show goes now. That's the one.
Could we start again, please? Could we start again, please?
Again, please. Okay, got that one done. So also, I think that you are going to be very happy about this. I know you will, because this stars one of your favorites, Raul Esparza. Did you hear about this?
He's been around everywhere. What's he doing now?
He's doing the Waves online. So this is a musical adaptation of Virginia Woolf's The Waves. He's doing it for Berkeley Rep, and it's going to be done online.
No, I didn't see him doing that one. That's kind of exciting.
It ran at New York Theater Workshop back in the 90s, 1990. And then came again in 2018.
The one thing I'm really looking forward to is Lena Hall singing Prince.
Salute. Yeah, well, not a big fan of Prince. I know,
that's
I know.
Okay. I am. But Lena Hall singing that, OMG.
Okay. So yeah, I agree with you. I mean, she can do no wrong.
She can do no wrong. I know.
But this should be very interesting. The Waves on Berkeley. The shows, they happen, September 26th at 4 PM.
Oh, that's excellent.
Just take a look at it. There'll be a link at offstageonair.com for people to look at it. So before we go into our next guest, we need to remind folks that it's membership drive time.
It is.
It's time to support Offstage and On the Air and Co-op Radio by dialing 512-476-5667. Or, you know, since we're, you know, in this day and age, just go to koop.org and donate there. Have you seen any of the artwork of the mask that we're giving away or the t-shirts or anything?
No, I did not. I was asking about that last time, and I'm going to look at it right now as we talk.
It's pretty cool this year. So people should go ahead and do that. We're sort of doing a low-key We're not hitting you hard this time, but next week we probably will. Everything is being done online. We do have some brave co-opers that have been going into the studio to actually physically answer phones. I will remind folks that the studios has been closed since March, and all of the programming that you have on co-op, which is a full program, full 7 days a week, all us volunteer programmers are doing this from home in our home studios.
We are.
Yeah. So
it's a lot of work, and everybody's making it happen with a smile, and they're in there right now again for you, the listener.
Please support co-op at koop.org or dial 512-472-5667. I'll tell you, if you decide that you want to give and mention offstage and on the air is why you are giving, we will give one lucky giver a ride in our Zoom machine.
I would love that. I'd even sing a song together. I'd write a song with you for them too.
There you go. A song and a Zoom machine. So that's
exciting, Lisa.
That is something that would be good to see. And I think folks would want to do that. So we've, again, jam-packed show today. So I want to get right to our next interview, which is very exciting. We had the honor of speaking to Bonnie Cullum of the Vortex Theater, and she's getting ready this week to do both a live drive-through show and a streaming show. It sounds really exciting, doesn't it?
It does. And she had amazing glasses.
She did, and she does. Let's hop in the Zoom machine and talk to Bonnie.
Let's do it.
Nicole, it's so good to see you in the Zoom machine with me today.
I know. We took a few days off from traveling, but I'm back. I'm glad we're back.
We're back. Let's open the door and see who's here. Will you do the honors?
I am ready.
Yep. Bonnie Cullum of the Vortex. I was just thinking about you as I live and breathe. How are you, Bonnie Cullum?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here with you all on the virtual reality.
Well, we are here. And as you know, we are pre-recording this, and we have the honor of seeing you as we would in the normal studio. And both Nicole and I think you are rocking the glasses today.
I know it. I virtually want to just somehow manifest a second pair and just put them on my face, because I am super digging them more than anything.
So first of all, before we get talking about the project that we want to talk about, just can you tell the listeners how the Vortex is doing? We know that the Butterfly Bar is opened up again. How are you doing, generally speaking, in COVID land?
You know, we're hanging in there. It's been such a surreal time. I think the spring was pretty hard. You know, the theater was kind of cold and empty and dark. And then we started doing little projects in the theater. We made physical improvements to the space, small little decorating touches, little physical plant fixes. And that started to, even though it was like just one or two people here or there, it started to feel like, okay, well, this is better. And then this summer, it's been good because the bar was closed still. We were able to start working on the Odyssey, and we were able to do a lot of work on virtual programming and on planning and funding opportunities for 2021, because it seems that 2020 is a wash and is not, you know, there's just kind of, oh boy, there's no point to it. You know, it's like we can't actually do what we want to do. And I've tried all different kinds of ways to manifest different versions of how we could continue to function and it look kind of like theater. And I think that we're just in a period of really reassessing the essential nature of theater and how we come back from this as a more vital service to the community, as a as a place that people need to come and not just a frivolous activity. Mm-hmm. And that's really been the focus of my heart and my work. And as the artists have slowly kind of trickled back in, and I've gotten to see some people this summer, I get a real sense of the hunger and the need that we all have to connect with community, not only to connect with each other as artists, but connect with community that is really, you know, it's the audience artist relationship that is the power of theater. And doing virtual theater without the connection with the audience is very draining.
Right, that is huge. And I don't know if it's something that a lot of people that aren't in the artistic community or in artistic professions can really understand what that does for both, not only the artist, but the audience as well.
It is, yeah. It's a whole universal experience that everyone has outside of the work and the attending. Like it's this common thread.
Yeah, and that's the gift that we have with our humanity. And I think something that's really being drawn into focus because of the pandemic is how valuable we are to each other as human beings, as community, that energetic exchange that we have, you know, how we're all missing hugs and we're missing, you know, the simpler things of life that are really kind of like the most important pieces. And mm-hmm. we're just like, oh man, to have a hug. Oh, you know, so
Lisa just driving by my house the other day to yell while my brother and I were on the porch, brought my brother and I so much joy for 2 days. We kept talking about just that little interaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's put really it on critical. His, you know, wow.
But
and I think, you know, we're all, you know, staying home, staying safe, staying away from each other. And there's a price. There's a price we're paying for that.
True. But hopefully coming out on the other side, we'll all be better for it, both personally and artistically. And, you know, we've all been searching for ways to do things. And one of the things that's been true in the 20 gazillion years that the Vortex has been in existence is that Vortex does things that are innovative, unique and artistic, all in the same sentence. And you're carrying that through with a performance that you're going to be doing that's opening in just a few weeks. Can you tell us about the Odyssey, the Vortex yeah, Odyssey?
The Vortex Odyssey is our big fundraiser for the year. And we're doing a live drive-through version and also a companion piece that's an online virtual piece. So we really have two totally distinct companion pieces of art that we're creating. The drive-through performance installation of the Vortex Odyssey was my thought about, well, it started with how can we do a fundraiser that's not like an online cocktail party performance? And what could that look like? And we've got this big dirt lot in front of our theater. How could we activate that lot?
We call those BDLs in the business.
Yes, our BDL is dying for some theatrical performance. But as I looked at the lot and I tried to visualize what kind of performance could happen there, I started to think about it more like a quest. And what if the cars actually were on a journey and they drove out into the neighborhood to discover different things? And then I was talking with Chad about what story, that Chad Salvata, my husband, and we were talking about what kind of story could hold this. And of course, one of his favorite stories is the Odyssey. And we, you know, we have it on our bookshelf at home. And I had studied it in high school, but, you know, I haven't been thinking about Homer very much. So, but
it's strange you were at home.
I know, but, you know, Homer.
You need a rim shot there.
He's so old.
He is.
I just wasn't thinking about that as a thing that to explore. But when he mentioned it, I just thought, well, that's right, because we are all kind of lost right now. We all set out on this journey at the beginning of the year, and we're never getting home. We're just like on this endless kind of voyage, going from bad island to bad island, occasionally a good island. Sea monsters and COVID and racism and climate change. And, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, we're on an odyssey. So we overlaid the Greek mythology with the current apocalypse and just said, you know, all of this stuff that's up for us, let's just put it in the odyssey. And so I went through the story and I picked the, you know, just real honestly, I picked the scenes that I liked the best, that were the most interesting to me, and that would kind of fit those post-apocalyptic themes, and structured it. And then I had to restructure it a couple of times as I got the spaces confirmed, because I was trying to kind of figure out which island was which island in the neighborhood, and how we wanted the journey, what the story of the journey was for the voyagers. So we're all Odysseus in our cars trying to get home. And on the way, we have to drive through the Main Road Business District to experience different performances. And then the performance pods are all really small. It's one, it's really 1 to 5 people who are in each, who are playing characters. They each have an installation manager and a traffic manager, but those people are also characters. So they have costumes and they're also performers. So, and then there's a featured performer who is the character, like Athena or Poseidon or Circe or Calypso or the Cyclops. So you're getting that featured performance. And then we got, I outreached to writers and composers and directors, and almost everybody said yes. So each piece was written by a different writer and has a original musical score by a composer and has a director, and who's not me. And so they each pod then, and I cast it all. I basically gave the director, I said, okay, these are your characters and these are your actors and this is your island and these are your writers and designers and good luck. And off they went on their own little odyssey. So each pod has been working independently. So each installation will have its own flavor, its own look. They are tied together, but they also are kind of standalone pieces. So as you arrive, you experience a 3-minute performance, which might be song and dance, you know, it might be a monologue and it might be a combo of those things. And then after that time, your traffic manager says, Athena comes on your phone and says, get out of here before you get eaten by sea monsters. And she tells you where to go next.
So, so if I'm experiencing
everything about this,
if I'm experiencing this as an audience member, do I stay in my car, and how do I hear the performances?
So there's a whole protocol. You will have to have a charged smartphone with some data on it to be able to experience the audio part of the performance. It's all pre-recorded, so the actors can remain masked and socially distanced and not have to worry about like singing into microphones or... Right. Everything we have to set up every night because it's all outside. So we didn't want to have 11 different sound systems, right? So it's all pre-recorded. It's all, and so you'll download an app, you'll have it on your phone. Hopefully you'll have a aux cord that you can put it through the stereo in your vehicle. So it's not just the audio on your little small speaker on your phone, but whatever.
I have a Victrola in my car. I'd have probably put it through my Victrola.
That's perfect. Just be sure to bring your Victrola aux cord.
my VAC, I have one of those. Yes.
Your Vox.
It's your Bring your VAC to the big DL.
Well, this sounds amazingly and fantastic. And unfortunately, yeah. We don't have a whole bunch of time, but I do want to point folks towards your website, vortexrep.org, to take a look at the amazing writers and performers, directors, and supporting performers. There's a lot of creatives involved in this, and that's got to be bringing a lot of joy to our community right now.
Yeah, it's exciting. People have been coming in to get their fittings for their costumes and do their recordings for the audio, and we've got an audio booth set up in the theater, and just the joy of them walking into the theater door and seeing each other across the room. I mean, there's been so much laughter and so much happiness, and that's so helpful for our morale right now.
Right.
And then I should also mention the virtual version, the Vortex Underworld, which Rudy and Melissa are anchoring.
Ramirez and Melissa Vogt?
Yes, the very same. And also Dylan Irugas, who's in Boston, is working on that. He works with HowlRound.
We love
so
Dylan.
They are just really doing the virtual version of what we're doing in the drive-through. They've wrangled people from all over the country, including Annie Sprinkle, and you know, there are celebrities coming in to do the Vortex Underworld, and there will be rooms that you can go to and participate as a virtual spectator. So it's very interactive. Melissa says there's more content than you can get through in one night.
Oh, that's
so it's really exciting. It's not just a play reading of a Zoom thing. It's like, it's really immersive and unique and special. And I think that, you know, Rudy and Melissa have the premise and the thesis about creating virtual theater online that holds a unique space, that is, it's different than what you can make in the theater, but it's also not just a recorded theater piece.
Wonderful.
And they are really embracing the way that we interact as human beings in the virtual. So I'm super excited for that experience. And people from all over the country and all over the world can join in the Vortex fundraiser that way. So we get a lot of support from not only the local community, but all the people who love us in other places. And of course, if they don't have a car and they don't have a smartphone and they don't want to go out of their house, they have a way to support.
Wonderful. So tell folks when these happen and how they can get information.
It's October 1, 2, 3, and 8, 9, 10. And it's vortexrep.org. And there's a lot of details about both experiences there that they can read up on. And I recommend that, you know, if you can, try to do both. Because
And the virtual starts, according to your website, on the 25th of September.
It starts next week, yeah. And it runs for 3 weekends, and then the live version starts the first. If it rains, we'll get rained out. So I do have some rain dates because we can't do this one in the rain.
Right. Well, this is wonderful. This is this sounds very exciting. I'm excited for you, and I'm looking forward to experiencing it myself. And what a great lineup! Looking at your website, there's just so much more than we could cover in just a few minutes here on the radio.
I really appreciate it. And thank you for giving us the focus. And we're excited.
You're welcome. And once again, that's the vortexrep.org. Bonnie Cullum of the Vortex, icon of Austin theater. Thank you so much for joining us once again on Offstage and on the Air.
Thank you again. Good to see
you
all.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay. We love us some Bonnie Cullum.
Love some Bonnie Cullum. These interviews wore my spirit to talk about performance again, looking at it differently, but yet having the live experience, and we haven't been able to do that in a while, like for a whole episode. And that was really special.
It really was. I have to agree with you there. So we just have a couple more things that we can talk about because we don't have much more time. I was very excited to see this headline today is dun, 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 What the Constitution Means to Me is going to be airing on Amazon Prime.
Yes, and they recorded it kind of near the end before Heidi left, or yes. Right?
Yeah.
I saw that.
It ran from March 2019 to August 2019. They filmed this towards the end before she went on the road. And I had no idea this was going to happen. And I am so excited because this is
3 days ago. And I was like,
so this is something. So for those that don't remember, this is a show that is written and produced and performed by Heidi Schreck. And she has two high school students that are with her. And it's done as a debate kind of situation. I don't know enough about it because I've never seen it. But did I give the date that it's going to happen?
No, and I don't remember.
Oh, I have it right here. It's, where'd it go? Northern Stage with it on Prime. Oh, of course, I didn't write it on my notes, but it's right in here. It's October 25th, I want to say, but it's right around the corner.
I was close on that.
Yeah, but it's, like I said, it's on Amazon Prime, and cannot wait to see that.
Just like we all have a lot of Zoom machines these days, we all have a lot of Zoom calendars, so it's not bad to have this date at this time, Lisa.
Right. And the final thing that I want to talk about is classic stage production of Assassins that's been put on hold is definitely going to happen after the crisis is over.
Oh, that's kind of exciting.
I find that very exciting. You know, Assassins is a wonderful show, not done enough. Mm-hmm. And actually in this, you know, one of the podcasts I listened to was saying that it's interesting that we're going to do a show about assassinating the president of the United States at this particular time in our history.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there really ever
that's right true
about it? I mean, but I don't think, I think it makes you leave and think. It's one of my favorite shows. I mean,
I know. So
flat out, but I mean, it as much as you fall in love with it, I think part of the point is that you're sitting here loving people. And then you're also finding out the human side and other side, even though killing the president is not a good thing.
No.
Doesn't matter how you look at it. You cannot sugarcoat that in any way, shape, or form.
Not a good thing. So let's talk about the cast. Cast is pretty incredible. It's got Judy Kuhn, Stephen Pasquale, Will Swenson, Wesley Taylor, Brandon Uranowitz. They were set to star in it before. We'll see what happens when it actually comes. Well, we've done it. Show's over. An hour gone, just like that.
Zoom. The show's over.
Assume the show's over. Folks, we'll see you next week. Remember, give to co-op, koop.org, 572-476-5667. And we'll see you next week when we look at what's happening offstage and on the air.